Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
Well, it's time to start mowing our lawns, and it smells great when you do it and looks so nice. But when it's your kid's turn to start doing that, or if you're an adult mowing the lawn, what do you need to know about keeping your kids safe if they're running around the backyard? Should they even be around when you mow the lawn? My guest is Dr. Corinne Cross. She's a pediatrician. And so welcome to the show, Dr. Cross. Let's talk about mowing the lawn. You and I, females, don't always necessarily are the ones who do that job, but we're the ones who worry when that job is getting done. So what are some of the most important safety factors to know about mowing the lawn?
So thank you very much for having me. The most important thing when you're talking about children is that children should be indoors or at least a safe distance away from an area that is being mowed. And you want to make sure that you know where your child is. Children, unfortunately, are very attracted to lawnmowers and to watching the lawn be mowed. It's exciting for a child, but it's not the right place for them to be. They can watch from inside or from the door or from the window, but they shouldn't be where you're mowing the lawn. And most importantly, they shouldn't be riding on lawnmowers. There are tons of injuries every year from children who are riding on the back of a mower and they fall off. And you can just imagine what happens to them when that happens.
Well, sure. And the fact is that it looks so enticing, like a little carnival ride. Oh, I'm going to ride around with Daddy while he mows the lawn. But what, they fall off or their leg gets stuck in some part, or, I mean, it's a blade
right, their
going
feet
around.
Dangle down, exactly.
So, okay, so what about push mowers? Now, how old do you think a child should be? My son is 13, and he started last year pushing a lawnmower around our yard. It still terrifies me. It is? Okay.
No, that is. So the recommendation is that children should be at least 12 years of age before operating a push mower and that they should be 16 before driving a lawnmower. Now, of course, every child is different. There may be some children who are 12 who really aren't ready for that, and parents should use their best judgment. But before these ages, it's best if they're not operating a mower. And I'm sure you do this with your son, you want to make sure that he's not, you know, pushing the lawnmower with flip-flops or sandals on, that he's not doing it in shorts. You want to make sure that children are wearing protective gear. So they should be wearing sturdy shoes. They should be wearing tight-fitting clothes because you don't want something that's going to, you know, go underneath the mower. And you want them to be wearing safety goggles. You may, depending on your mower, also think that they should be putting in earplugs for hearing protection. So you want to make sure that they're, you know, properly protected before they go out and mow your lawn. And you also want to make sure that they understand that, you know, parts of the mower get very hot, and so you don't want to touch any part of the mower because that can get very hot. You want to make sure that you stop the engine if you are going to be fueling it, if you're going to be crossing a gravel path, if you're going to be removing anything from underneath, you need to wait for the blade to stop moving. If you're going to remove the grass catcher, if you're going to unclog the discharge chute, you want to make sure that no parts are moving, obviously. But then you also want to make sure that you turn the mower off if you're going to walk away from it. So teenagers, sometimes they just don't think about the fact of what could happen, and they may leave it running while they answer their phone and they're really not paying attention, or, you know, they realize they have to go and get something, so they leave the mower going. That's not a great idea. Also, teenagers may not realize that when they go over little small stones or when they go over little toys, that those are going to go flying out of the lawnmower. And so that's why we say that they need to wear protective goggles, because as these things go flying, they can seriously injure somebody, especially in their eyes. So you want to make sure before you start mowing that you walk around the area that you're going to mow and you see if there's any objects that, you know, can become these, that can get caught underneath and then go flying in the air.
That is great advice. And teenagers don't think, and you went on with that sentence, but we could just stop right there because teenagers don't really think. And yes, we need to tell them, okay, first lesson, walk around the yard. Make sure there's no big sticks, no stumps, no toys, no things that are going to shoot out. And turn off the mower. Because, I mean, they would just not even think about that. And just, you'd think it's common sense, but they would just, oh, I got to take this call or text my friend. And meanwhile, that mower is still on. It's sort of terrifying, Dr. Cross. I really am one of those parents that's like, I stand there at the window watching while my son goes back and forth just to kind of make sure, because it is a spinning blade that chops things off.
And it's exactly true. And I have never seen this written, but and my son is only 9 months right now, but when he's old enough to mow the lawn, I honestly think that we would have a rule in our house that your cell phone stays inside. Because
well, that's
I just
a good
think
idea.
It is too distracting.
It is. And, you know, so they're checking the yard. You're explaining that they need to wear protective clothing, which I actually forgot. So the next time this weekend, my son will wear goggles and long pants and gym shoes to make sure they're not in shorts. And they cannot take this flippantly. It's kind
right.
of a lot more serious than you realize. And what about children who say, okay, I'm old enough now to use the riding mower?
Right. So just two more things about the mower that I want to make sure that we talk about. So one is that even with a riding mower, but particularly with a push mower, they shouldn't go in reverse. So it may be that they think that they just push this way and that way. It's not a vacuum. So it doesn't go forward and reverse, because as you go in reverse, you're much more likely to hurt yourself. So whether it's a push mower or a riding mower, you definitely don't want to go in reverse unless you absolutely have to. And then you want to turn around and look behind you and make sure there is nobody behind you. So that's extremely important. The second thing I just want to make sure that we realize is hills. So lots of people have hills in their yards. And push mowers and riding mowers are different. So if you're doing a push mower, you want to go across the hill, not up and down, because push mowers can slide. They're very heavy. They can slide, and then you can get your foot caught underneath. So you want to go across the hill if you're using a push mower, whereas if you're using a riding mower, you want to go up and down the hill and not across, because these have a tendency to tip when they're going across a hill. So those are things that, again, an adult might not realize, but a teenager certainly might not.
Well, I mean, and even going across, up and down the hill or across the hill with a push mower, it can still tip sideways. And then there's this spinning blades upside down right there.
Right. And so you want to think about, you know, your child.
Getting a landscaper.
Well, no, but your child may be old enough, but are they actually strong enough? Are they strong enough to push that mower? Or,
good point.
You know, are they with it enough to drive that mower? Because it is really driving. So, you know, some 16-year-olds may think of it more as a joyride than to actually realize that this is a serious thing that they're doing.
That is a really good point. Are they strong enough? If there's hills, are they strong enough to keep that mower flat the way that it should be? And remember that the extra caution when mowing a slope, as Dr. Cross has said, is when you're using a walk behind mower, mow across the face of the slope, not up and down, so that the mower doesn't slip backwards and go onto your foot. And if you're using a riding mower, mow up and down, not across, because it can tip over, and boy, that could cause its own disasters. So now, kind of give us your best advice. You've got about a minute plus. Your best advice on mowing the lawn. When do we know our kids are ready to start doing it? And really the most important safety factors.
So like we talked about, children shouldn't use a push mower before the age of 12 or a riding mower before the age of 16. And then after those ages, parents need to use their best judgment if their child's ready. When children do go out to mow the lawn, or adult for that matter, they need to wear sturdy shoes, long pants, protective eyewear, and hearing protection, earplugs. You need to first make sure that you survey the whole area and make sure there's no stones or toys that can go flying into the air. You want to make sure that you fill your lawnmower up before, fuel your lawnmower before you turn it on. This way it's not hot. Once you turn your lawnmower on, you want to make sure that you don't touch any of the hot parts. You want to make sure that you turn it off if you're going to walk away from it, or if you're going to remove anything, if you're going to touch it in any way, you want to make sure that it's turned off and that the blade has stopped spinning before you remove the grass catcher, before you unclog anything. If you need to unclog something, use a broom.
And turn that lawnmower off if you need to do anything, because it is about the health and safety of our children and our spouses. Remember, lawnmower safety is a lot more important than you might think. This is Melanie Cole for Healthy Children and Radio MD. Stay well.